everybody has been offering up their thoughts and prayers for our beloved Norm over the last few weeks. Mm-hmm. And my issue certainly pales in comparison to the struggles that Norm has been going through. But I do have some medical issues that I've been dealing with. I was playing hurt yesterday and today.
Okay.
There was a guess in the mix. Your usual partner, Mike Saroy, asked if it was grape cluster related.
Mm-hmm.
And I also saw on Twitter that a P1 guessed that the contents of Peter's mystery box was Davy's grape cluster. And I thought that was a pretty good guess because my grape cluster is in a box somewhere.
Really?
Okay.
So if you are unfamiliar with the story of Davy's grape cluster.
I'm totally unfamiliar with this.
Well, back in the early aughts, it was like 07 maybe. I was during one of my dalliances of trying to be fit.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those are few and far between. But at this point, I was training for the what was then the White Rock Marathon, and so on the long training runs, especially when you're drinking the Gatorade or Powerade out of the you know, the coolers that they have set up on the course that they never wash and they fill with hose water.
Mm-hmm.
You can tend to get what's called the runner's trots. You know, you can have some issues with leakage.
Right.
And so I was given the tip by an experienced runner that, hey, before a long training run, just do a Pepto chewable and it'll just kind of tighten things up and then everything will be fine. And, well, come to find out, if you do that too often, it will create the opposite effect. And so I ended up with a logjam of sorts.
Oh, no.
And I ended up with a horrible case of the roids. And so we told this story on the Hardline long, long time ago, where I had to go into a doctor's office and they had to lance them, drain them.
Is that what you do with hemorrhoids?
Well, that's kind of like a quick fix. That's a Band-Aid on the situation. But this past Friday, I finally had the final order was given on my grape cluster, and they were excised from my body. So they are. In a medical waste box somewhere in a landfill.
I have so many questions. So I don't know exactly what hemorrhoids are. I really don't. I've always heard that they're, you know, they have something to do with the bottom.
Yes, they are. They can be internal or external.
Okay.
And so when you go potty... You know when you go potty, Donnie.
I do, Davey, yes.
You know, you have muscles that kind of push things out.
Sure.
Get things out of your body. And so what happens is if you push too hard or you are constipated, then you can get... the blood vessels in those muscles can rupture or expand.
Oh, my gosh. Okay.
And so it basically everything swells up and it makes it really hard. It makes it harder to get anything out when the problem to begin with was it was hard to get something out. So
gotcha.
It's just a problem that compounds itself. And so, you know, I had been dealing with it in my own way, but it finally got to the point where I was like, I can't live like this anymore. I need to go and have a real doctor put me under anesthesia and throw me up on a gurney ass up and take care of this once and for all. And so that happened on Friday. And I thought for a couple of days that maybe they accidentally sewed it shut.
Oh, no.
Because it was touch and go. And then finally, Sunday night was release. And
relief?
Yes.
Yes.
It was... it wasn't anything that I would wish on my worst enemy, but now we're back on schedule, and I want to share with the P1s. I know this is maybe cringy, and that's why I hesitated to tell it, because 10 to noon isn't the hard line, but I felt like those who remember Davey's Grape Cluster would appreciate the story. But the one thing that I've learned that I will pass along to the P1s, whether you have gastrointestinal issues or not, the best thing that you can do is do daily fiber, right? That keeps you regular, keeps your pipes clean, and helps you stave off things like polyps and hemorrhoids and things that can turn into cancer eventually if you ignore them. And so, but I always hated like the drink mix. You know, where you put the scoop of fiber into water and you...
Because it doesn't matter how much you stir it, you're always going to get some at the bottom. Like, it's disgusting.
Yeah, it's just cloudy and nasty. It doesn't matter if you try and mix it with juice. It's always nasty. And so even though I knew that it was in my best interest to take a fiber supplement every day, I avoided doing it because I hated it so much. But then I discovered that Metamucil makes a fiber cookie. And so it comes in a two-pack, and it comes in like cinnamon spice or chocolate flavor. There's one other flavor. And so just with your morning coffee, you eat these two little biscuits, and they taste pretty good. They're a little chalky, but, you know, they taste pretty good, and it works like a charm. So that's my PSA for all the P1s, whether you have a grape cluster or not, for your gastrointestinal health, the Metamucil fiber bars or fiber cookies, whatever they're called.
Because I know...
So good.
No one's, you know, like 100% regular, but... Like, this is really kind of skating on a little thin ice here, I guess, but... I was thinking, I'm always aware if I may go a day without doing that to say, whoa, wait a minute, something doesn't seem to be right, because I do feel that, you know, we need to do it at least once a day.
Yeah. Well, and also a lot of men who eat a lot of red meat, you'll get the kind of the issue that John Wayne had, where he had a bunch of half digested meat
in his
colon and his small intestines.
Red meat is like the Cowboys offensive line for your belly. It blocks well.
Right. Yeah. It'll stop it up. It'll cling to the sides and it'll just stay in there forever. And so the fiber does a really good job of scrubbing all of that out. So you'll actually feel better. You'll feel lighter. You'll feel more graceful on your toes if you clean the pipes with some fiber.
So what's the after effects of this procedure on Friday? Did you have to sit on like a halo pillow or something like that, or put some frozen peas on your bottom? What did you have to do?
No. I do have to soak my bottom at least once a day just to make sure that it stays clean down there. 'Cause it, you know...
In what
it's like Frankenstein down there, you know. I mean, I took a mirror and I looked. And
did
I had
you
to
really?
Look away.
Is that the first time you've ever done that? Answer honestly.
No. Well, I've done it before to see what the grapes looked like before.
Okay.
So I have a mental before and after.
Do you think a lot of people now will put a mirror by their bottom just to see if everything is okay?
You know, they do say that to women. They say that in order to get to know your body and appreciate your body, you should take a mirror to the place that you never look at and that you can't really see, so you can appreciate and know your body better. And I think men should probably do that with They're anuses.
Okay, every man should make a mental note of that today, and take a mirror to check everything out.
Go get your wife's handheld mirror, and then sneak into the powder room,
because so you can have a before picture just in case something looks different. Now you know the after, and to see if something is wrong.
It's like when you have that funny mole on your forearm.
Right, they do self checks all the time.
Then you die though, and then you have that picture on your phone, and someone finds it, and that's
well,
how.
No, I didn't. I didn't take an actual photo. I took a mental photo.
Maybe that would be in the obituary as part of the photo collage.
That's just your picture.
It accidentally shows up in the slideshow above my coffin.
Right. You have the baby picture, maybe in one of your wedding ceremony.
I will remember you.
It's the picture.
That was supposed to be deleted.
He kind of gasps to see what's happening. Oh, man, I'm glad you're feeling better. And that's, you know what?
Yeah, it's still touch and go. I mean, I'm supposed to go in like 3 weeks to make sure that everything's healing up right. But yeah, I'm just glad, much like when I got my first dose of the vaccine. It's just, you know, I'm trying to make positive changes for my overall health as I approach 50. So I'm trying to get everything squared away so I can die. Basically.
Okay. Well,
but I felt much better. I had a much better outlook on life after I got the vaccine. And even though I'm going through some temporary pain and inconvenience now, I feel much better about my outlook with a clean bum and a fiber greased insides.
Okay. Don't forget to soak your bottom today. I don't want you to forget.
I won't.
And
I won't.
What time
I'll think
do
of you when
that?
I do.
Yeah, what time do you soak your bottom every day?
I'll text you.
Okay, please do. And you know what? Maybe I'll join
you. I'll text you my toes sticking up out of the bathwater.
Okay.